Prologue. Day 1. The Situation Room. The White House, 2:18 a.m.
This better be good,
he swore under his breath, as he adjusted his tie and strode into the Situation Room. The Secret Service agent had been stoic as always and said nothing as he ushered the president from his living quarters to the basement of the West Wing. It was a short walk, but the way he was awakened from a deep sleep was unprecedented. The only thing he could think of was somebody had launched some nukes, Russia or China or maybe North Korea. He heard the arguing voices as he strode into the crowded room and was a little surprised to see it so full. Whatever was going on had been happening for a while to gather so many people in the middle of the night. It wasn't an incoming nuke then, nothing as dire as that, so he relaxed a little and moved to his place at the head of the table. A disheveled-looking man he'd never seen before rushed towards him. The agent quickly intercepted, placed his body between the potential threat and the president. "We've got to shut everything down," the man said, his voice nearly manic.
"Step back, sir," the man in the black suit said, and firmly pushed him.
He stumbled a step, but didn't lose his grip on a sheaf of crumpled papers clutched firmly in his hand. He paused, looked down, and took a deep breath.
"Sorry," he mumbled, and looked chagrined. He'd been awake for days, watching the roiling unrest on the sun,
and he'd been trying to get somebody to do something since the satellites went offline Monday evening at 6:32 p.m. The wheels of the government machine moved so slow. If they didn't make something happen now, right now, it was going to be too late. It probably already was.
"Sorry," he said again, then
looked up beseechingly at the President of the United States.
"It's urgent, sir."
The only man who might have had the power to save the country stood before him, looking annoyed. He had to make him understand the gravity of the situation. They didn't have time. It had already taken him nearly 9 hours to get to where he was now. Every person he'd talked to had explained the danger, had urged utmost haste, had a supervisor they had to check with, and that supervisor had to be brought into the loop, and then whoever his immediate supervisor was had to run it up the chain of command. It was taking so long, so much time they didn't have, and now that he was finally here, he knew he must look like a madman. It didn't matter that he was the head of NOAA. He didn't have a hotline to the president. His position wasn't important enough. He'd had to start at the bottom of the bureaucracy and convince each person that didn't have the authority to make decisions to send him up the chain until he was finally here. They didn't care that he had a PhD, a master's, and 2 bachelors in atmospheric science. It was hard for them to take a skinny, bespectacled meteorologist with wild, wiry hair talking doomsday very seriously.
"General McCluskey, are we at war? Do we need the football?" the president asked, ignoring the man and referring to the case that held the nuclear launch codes.
No, sir.
The fully dressed and decorated general answered briskly.
"Not at the moment. This is a different threat which I don't fully understand myself. Dr. Jameson can explain it best."
He indicated the middle-aged man in the wrinkled suit and uncombed hair. President William Forston gave a nod, then continued to his place at the head of the conference table.
"Okay," he said,
and thanked the steward as a steaming cup of coffee was set before him.
"Well, Dr. Jameson, if there's no immediate danger, perhaps you can explain why we're all here in the middle of the night."
"But there is," Jameson exclaimed and approached, held out the papers gripped in his hands. "It's all right here. No mistake, it's coming."
"What's coming?"
the president asked, and waved away the papers filled with graphs and scientific calculations.
"Just tell me."
"We're about to get hit with a solar storm the likes of which we've never seen," Jameson said. President Forston glanced around at the other men in the room. Some of them nodded in agreement. Some looked dubious, and some held their poker faces. A solar storm was coming. Forston's face tightened, and his glance turned to a glare.
"You woke me up for this. A storm on the sun."
"I think you should hear him out, sir," the FEMA administrator said.
"Okay,"
the president said, calming and remembering everything was being recorded. It would be on the news eventually. He didn't want to give his political opponents any fodder if there was some sort of